Now, I know we in the midst of March Madness, but I got to take a brief pause from the tournament. Even though it was one of my favorite tournaments, I have been disconnected from a lot of college basketball this season. But I'm back on it. But before I take a deep dive into this tournament, which we're probably already in the second round by this recording, because I'm recording this one very early. But this was an idea that got sparked, and I'm like, I got to get this one out. And those are those. I recently just recorded. I don't want to tell y'all because I want to drop that one as a surprise. I'm gonna do some artwork to that one and things like that. But when it drops, you'll see how it correlates with this topic. I don't want to do a top 5, top 10, 12 Cal King Germ when y'all hear this, especially y'all too. I know y'all can relate when it comes to this sports shit. On the playground, we talking about playground sports. We're not talking about practice. We're talking about playground, okay? I don't want to go back and forth with people about which playground activity was the best. I mean, back in the day when we had PE class, we used to do the same workouts. Remember cherry pickers? 1, 2, 3, clap. Yeah, cherry pickers, you know, jumping jacks. We did a lot of running and jogging in middle school and high school. You know, well, high school was a little bit different because that's when you can actually choose a sport. I mean, you could choose a sport. Some middle schools had middle school teams. I never played on a middle school team. I played against middle school teams, but I never played for a middle school team. But, you know, middle school is, that's where it's still rough and rugged. You know, you're probably into, and I'm just talking about, you know, all kids. Like, you're either into, you know, baseball, you know, basketball, football, mainly those three sports. All the other sports, we wouldn't really, when you're from the hood, you don't really have access to all those other sports. You know what I'm saying? We used to go swimming at my high school because my high school was right next to, the pool. I'm not even sure if the pool belonged to us or if it was separate. I never found that out. But anyway, we learned how to swim just off. I know I learned how to swim just off of, nobody taught me how to swim. Just put it like that. My daughter to learn how to swim like at least a year or two worth. I remember her going when she was like real, real young. And then she recently just stopped. You know what I mean? And she knows how to swim good as hell. Oh, and before I get to back to the playground, I just want to give a shout out to my sugar. Because she, at the age of eight, she has made the gymnastics team. Now, as of right now, she don't know because she's still waiting on the letter. But my wife was just informed that she will be making the team. If she didn't make the team this year, she wouldn't be able to make the team until 2026. I think it's how they, you know, I can't explain it to you because I'm fairly new to this shit. You know what I mean? Even though she started about, what, maybe 2 years ago? I want to say 2 years ago she started gymnastics. So, yeah, I don't know how it works, but it was something where if she didn't make the team this year, then she would go through the rest of this year and next year, and then she will make it in 2026. So with that being said, shout out to my sugar. Good job, mama. We got to go to the playground, man. In the playground, mostly, if not all guys, whether y'all had, we had strict uniform policies at some of the schools, not all the schools. All the schools didn't have them. Most of them in the hood did. In South Central, there was a lot of middle schools that had uniform policies. I think that started early 90s, because we had the gang culture. So they felt the best way, this was the thing though. It was like killing two birds with one stone. It helped the parents. It helped the parents out tremendously, especially the ones who, you know, didn't have money like that. Because just imagine, like, school shopping was a thing. We've all had school shopping. No matter what decade you was a part of, everybody had school shopping. Because school shopping consists of the shit that you got to get for in the classroom, and you got to get clothes, and you got to get shoes. And in my era, there was a lot of pressure. There was a lot of pressure, you know what I'm saying? When it came down to the shoes, when it came down to the name brand of the clothes, et cetera. Now, middle school, yeah, we started early. In middle school, we was popping that shit. You know what I'm saying? But what kind of saved a lot of us, including myself. I mean, I came from a less fortunate household. One parent household, my mom, she worked for the school board majority of her life. Not majority of her life, but majority of her work life. She was worked for the school board. And there was a time period in high school, I want to say. There was, ninth grade? Yo, I was wearing hand-me-down clothes. Yeah, at a certain time period, I was wearing hand-me-down clothes, lost and found clothes. I wasn't poor, like dirt poor like that, but yo, now as a parent, things are different. I probably make more money than what my mom made back then. And shit was cheaper back then, though. You know, rent, all that shit was cheaper back then. My mortgage is, I don't even want to bring up that number. But these kids don't have to wear a uniform because of the area that they stay in. So, and I wouldn't necessarily say that they're brand geeks, but, you know, there's certain things. Everything is overpriced now. Anyhow, we had to wear uniforms. At Bethune Middle School, Mary McLeod Bethune. Yes, I went to look, I consider that an HBCU middle school, if you really want to be if you really want to be technical. Mary McLeod Bethune Middle School. That's on the east side, of LA, not East LA, east side of LA, east side of, you know, South Central, Watts. We had to wear a white polo, or I think you could do a white polo and I think you do a white sweater, right? But it had to have the white polo had to have a collar, and then you had the blue trousers. You know what I'm saying? The blue pants, the blue Dickies, or not blue Dickies. They weren't wearing, well, the gang members were. Yeah, I mean, whether it was Chaps, Eddie Bowers, whatever, just as long as they were blue. But they also had uniforms. They literally had uniforms that they were selling downtown. Or you can go to different places and you can get like a bundle. And it was just some generic white polo with the generic blue pants. And when you first get them, them motherfuckers is crisp. After about 3 weeks to a month, after mine and washed them a few times, that blue starts fading and shit like that. You get, man, I got to go dig deep in some pictures and y'all find out. But everybody didn't have the same color scheme. Blue and white. You had some that was like yellow and black. The girls had skirts. They could wear pants or skirts, plaid. You know what I'm saying? So they were just, you know, I seen burgundy and gray before. It was just different color. It basically came down to the color of the school, or close to the color of the school, because our school colors in middle school was yellow and blue, like kind of like UCLA, but not powder blue. Just regular blue, and it was yellow, and we were the Mustangs. Yeah, the Bethune, Mary McLeod Bethune Mustangs. But one of the, and the reason why I'm bringing up the uniform is because in PE, you got a grade for dressing during PE. You know how lazy of a kid that you got to be? Now, being like, you know, responsible as a middle schooler, we were different. But it was acceptable if we weren't as responsible as, you know, as they wanted us to be. Why? Because we was in the sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And I started going to middle school when there was three grades in middle school. Before, it was only seventh and eighth. And it used to go from, it was in elementary, it used to go all the way up to sixth grade. But by the time I got to middle school, they already switched it from sixth through eighth. And I didn't go to Bethune in the sixth grade. I went to Bethune in the seventh and eighth grade. I transferred because we had moved from Compton. I went to Walton Middle School as Dolomite. Dolomite might know about Walton Middle School. I was going to go to Roosevelt, which I stayed directly behind Roosevelt. Like, literally, I could walk down the street turn the corner, the next corner, go down that street, and it was a park connected to Roosevelt Middle School. But man, it was super fucking ghetto in there. My mom said I knew I wasn't gonna learn shit up in there. Went to Walton Middle School, it was a different story. Anyhow, we end up moving to Watts from Compton and went to Mary McLeod Bethune. One of the Hall of Fame sports in middle school, I don't care which middle school you went to in LA, nigga, it was throw up tackle. We had different type of football games besides the traditional tackle or tag football games. You had the traditional flag football. Tag. And then you had traditional tackle. And niggas was out there tackling without no pads on. Oh, I'm talking about some of the meanest hits you can find. I had some crazy hits. Oh, I was lighting niggas up out there. Nigga, I remember hitting my boy Tutu. His nickname was Tutu. And he was a quarterback. The guy came around that edge. This is why I was trying to tell, I'm going to let King Germ know, but this is why I was trying to tell 12 Cal. I really have a passion for football. It's just that I ain't even want to go into that story, but I really had a passion for football. I really loved the game, pause. I really liked the game of inches. So I took it seriously. No matter what position I played, whether it was receiver, DB, running back, defensive lineman, linebacker, quarterback, nigga, you, as a kid, you played all those positions. I remember coming around that edge, nigga, like LT. That nigga back was turned towards me. He had not released the ball yet. Tom Brady, Charles Woodson all over again. It just took him a little bit longer to get back up. That nigga said, why you hit me now? Dog, I played tackle football against the 6-0s. In they hood, out of elementary. At Hyde Park Elementary, we all hopped the gate. And the young little 6-0 cats that was over there at the time, I went over there. I was in my 20s. I was older. Lighting niggas up, dog. I'm talking about lighting. And then the touchdown was like the concrete, which was crazy because it's like I got tackled in the concrete and I hit my knee and I scraped my knee. I was done. I wasn't done because I scraped it. I was done because I hit my knee. I could have shattered my shit on a goddamn cement, but I hit it, dog. I could. It took me a long ass time to hop that damn game. And then I was also playing. I also had an adult league in Culver City that we was hooping in. I had to miss maybe about two games or something like that because I couldn't run on it. I couldn't run on my knee. The scrape was still there. That shit, you know, it was one of those kid scrapes. I wouldn't worry about that. I threw some peroxide on it. Oh, remember the peroxide lie? This shit don't burn. Nigga, peroxide burn like a motherfucker. It don't burn like alcohol, but that motherfucker show do burn like peroxide. Oh, that shit be pop, pop. Oh, that shit hurt like a motherfucker. And it was a big-ass gash on my knee. But more so, that didn't hurt as much as, like, just hitting my knee on the concrete. Go hit your knee on the concrete. All right, go do a DDT on the concrete with nothing but your knees. And then let me know how that goes. That's how throw-up tackle used to go, though. Throw-up tackle. And here is the passion part. Here's the creative part. We didn't always play with a football. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you like this. We play more with other objects than an actual football. Number one, nobody had money to buy a football. Two, nobody wanted to risk losing their football because niggas was irresponsible. Niggas didn't want to, hey, all right, it's time to go to after lunch. Because that's when we play. We play during lunch. During lunch, you get like a, what was it, like 15, 20 minutes or some shit like that. I forgot how long lunch went, but it was obviously it was longer than nutrition and shit like that. And we used to play from gate to gate. From gate to gate, that's from one end of the block to the next end of the block. And I'll show you. Bethune is off of 70, no, 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 off of 69th, I want to say. So you got from 69th, basically the 68th or 67th. It's a big-ass block. But you go from gate to gate, and it's all grass. You know, middle schools, I think middle schools got more grass than high schools. You know what I'm saying? They got the big-ass grass. They got the baseball slash kickball areas or whatever. This is used for the same thing. But nobody actually played baseball on those shits. Niggas only played kickball, soccer, and football on that motherfucker. So American football and football. You know what I mean? Nigga, the main object that we played with was a smashed up. And it just so happened that it would be on the field. Why? Because they did host like soccer. You know, they had adult soccer leagues there. Or they would just be, you know, come up there on a Saturday or Sunday and play soccer. You know, I kicked it. Yo, Southern LA is mixed between blacks and Hispanics. So, you know, we grew up around seeing niggas playing soccer. Even some of us went to go play soccer. You feel me? And we used to get a empty carton, a gallon of, it was either a gallon of milk or a gallon of water, and we would just step on it. We'll step on it and until it's flat, like a Frisbee, and we'll throw it in the air. And then most of the time niggas will let it drop and we'll just all be around it like some rugby type of shit, right? And then sometimes niggas was just bold enough to grab that motherfucker out of the sky and just start running. The reason why I brought up uniforms is because you know how many uniform shirts, white beaters were ripped apart. Niggas, niggas was going to, after lunch, it was what? Fifth period? I think it was fifth period after that. Because seventh period. Yeah, it went 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I think so. So I think it went 1, 2, 3, lunch, 5, 6, 7. Something like, no, it went 1, 2. Was it 1, 2, 3? I forgot the goddamn format. Now I'm going to have to call my wife, even though she went to a different middle school, because other middle schools had different formats. Like, I went to Walton, they had block schedule. If y'all know what block schedule is, nigga, that was some of the worst shit ever. When you go Monday, you go to 2, 4, 6. And then Tuesday, you go 3. Wait, no, was it 1, 3? Wait, was it 1, 3, 5? 1, 3, 5, and then 2, 4, 6? Or some shit like that? It was block schedule. So all even numbers one day, all odd numbers the other day. So we used to have all type of fun or whatever. Here's the thing. There was never a clear winner. There was only like record breakers. You know what I'm saying? Like if this nigga scored like 7 touchdowns, nigga, that was impressive. To score 7 touchdowns during lunch, before you go to the second half of your classes, nigga, that was something else. That's all niggas talking about for the rest of the day. But throw up tackle, dog. Throw up tackle. That is separate from tag, tackle, and even sideline pop. Yeah, sideline pop is where you would play in the street. And we had, some of our streets were wide, some of them were short. Meaning like, those small streets is where if you have oncoming traffic and you're going one way, they're going the opposite way, y'all got to slow down and make sure y'all don't side swipe each other. Those are the smaller ones. And then you got the big ass streets. And we used to like to play on the side big streets where it wasn't a lot of cars. Because what's the first thing that you're going to say when a car is coming? Hey, car, car, car. And then you got to pause. Sometimes we used to pause in the middle of a play and we just like, and then it's like almost literally it was like pause. Like we would just pause the game and then go back because see, the damage has already been done. We just got to wait for the car to come through. That's why we always look for the streets that didn't have that much traffic. So that's up there as far as playground sports. The second one, let me tell you. Shout out to the ladies. Even though this was a co-ed sport, it was dominated. Just like how we had throw up tackle. Girls were able to play, they just didn't. Girls was girly back then. They wasn't fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, tomboys has always been here. But a lot of them tomboys wasn't fucking with that. It was too much. It was too physical. Nick, you got to understand, as middle school kids, we didn't understand the strength that we had. Because we was like, it was like a free safety. My nigga was like Merton Hanks out there. You know what I'm saying? Niggas out there, Steve Atwater. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it was dangerous out there, my nigga. Them girls wasn't stupid, but they held it down when it came to tetherball. Man, that's one of the coldest. If you never got hit in the head with that goddamn ball, everybody got hit in the head or in the face with that motherfucker before. That motherfucker hurt. That shit slapped some common sense into you. Woo-wee! And girls used to dominate that shit. If you ever watch how girls fight, they will swing. They don't throw efficient punches. They don't throw nice-looking punches. They throw sideways haymakers. And, nigga, they training came from that tetherball. And you know how tetherball goes. It has to go around the pole until it can't go. And these motherfuckers used to take it so serious. Like, nigga, that ball used to have to go in. I'm talking about all the way around that pole. And girls used to put the way they used to stop the method. Like, that shit used to hurt me. That's how I know they wrists and they arms, they wrists and they hands were much more, they tolerated more pain. I ain't gonna say they were stronger than me, but they tolerated more pain because have you ever hit a tether ball and part of your wrist hit it? That shit hurt, don't it? Almost like volleyball. So tether ball was a thing, man. And you had to stay out of that circle because you do not want to get hit with that ball. And shout out to the taller girls who used to cheat and make that motherfucker go around the pole all the way up top. Oh, my God. I remember y'all niggas. Y'all niggas used to cheat, man. But it was always the short, thick, heavy-handed girls who used to... I mean, I'm talking about these motherfuckers was the Babe Ruth of tetherball. Yeah, shout out to that one, man. That was a good one. The next one, man, the motherfucking jungle gym. Now, I know what you're saying is like, but is that really a sport? It's a survival sport for sure. I've seen niggas get to the top and fall all the way to the bottom. Nobody I knew ended up in the hospital, but they damn sure ended up in the nurse office. Oh, yeah, with all kind of lumps and bruises and shit. By the time you get down to the bottom, because it's like 1, 2, 3, about 4 levels, maybe 4 or 5. And they all bar cubes until you get to that top one. You know what I'm saying? But one slip, nigga, and your ass is gonna be like one of those ping pong balls on that's man, that shit ain't no joke, my nigga. That shit ain't no joke. Hey, them monkey bars, and then now I'm talking about the whole set though, King Germ. I'm talking about the whole set of monkey bars, not just the apparatus. I'm not just talking about the apparatus, but you have the one bar. I'll call it the ballerina bar. But niggas used to do what they called the genie, where they used to flip with one leg. They'll put one over and the other one straight, and then they'll flip, 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 flip. That was called, and then they would do the other one where, like, they would do backflips off of it. They'll go round and round and round, and then flip. They called that the genie, right? And they also used to do the genie off of the bars that you used to climb. You climb all the way across. They used to get on the side and flip off the side. And we used to play basketball on that. We used to pick one of the squares that's open. And we used to, because that's we used to hang on those. So that was our way of dunking, slam dunking, right? So, yeah, that little area right there, that was a competitive area right there. For sure. For sure. I wanted to take y'all back in the day. I'm talking about the middle school day sports. Because the middle school day sports, that shit shaped you. Like, it was almost niggas was like out there training for the Olympics. And then let's not forget, I'm going to end it on this one in the love of March Madness. Niggas used to race. That was a test of manhood right there. And again, girls used to participate too. When it came to the streets and the sidewalk, though, let me tell you what they dominated a lot at. Hopscotch, double dutch. That's what they killed in. But here's the thing. I can't speak for everybody else and their culture and what cities they grew up in. But our double dutch was co-ed. Our hopscotch was co-ed. It was just dominated by the women. Yeah, I'm on a lower scale of double dutch. I can get in there for a hot second. I can't do no tricks. I can't do no backflips. Can't turn around. Can't hop out when I want to. Can't jump off my fingertips. None of that shit. But I can get in there and tippy tap a little bit and then get up out of there. Hopscotch, I was killing it in that. I'm not top five, though. The women used to do that shit. The girls used to do that shit a lot. A lot. But racing, though, man, that was the thing. That's how you measured who you was going to be at school. I remember in elementary, though, before I got to middle school, there was this kid. I never knew his last name. I ain't going to say I never knew his last name. I just can't remember his last name. But in elementary, somewhere around third grade, I want to say, it was a nigga named DeAndre. I do not remember his last name for nothing. He had a rock head, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he came out of his mama vagina, they pulled him out by the head, and now he got a hook. And it seemed like them niggas who had a hook on the back of their head, them niggas know how to run. This nigga DeAndre ran a 4... In the kid version, don't lie, King Jerm, this nigga ran a 4-1. This nigga ran a 4-1, dog. Fastest nigga we knew on the block. And I forgot what block he stayed on. But niggas used to do that, race blocks. And it was different back then. But in middle school, we had the little track set up. We had a small little track. It wasn't an Olympic-sized track. But we had the oval joint up in there. It had like 3 or 4 lanes or something like that. And niggas used to, you know, like I said, P.E. They used to make you jog around that motherfucker and walk around and make sure you get dressed. You get a grade for dressing. You know what I'm saying? You get a bad grade if you don't dress. But yeah. Yeah, niggas used to race, dog. Niggas used to race. And this was not... I wasn't watching the Olympics in the third grade. I wasn't. I mean, if I did, it was just some casual... I wasn't a huge fan or nothing like that. It was just something that we seen on TV. That was it. It wasn't nothing like, ooh, nigga, I can't wait for the Olympics. No, I was too young to understand how big the Olympics was. But we knew what was going on. These niggas was running track. These niggas was swimming. These niggas is jumping and shit like that. I just recently, as an adult, learned how they grade gymnastics separately and as a team. So, you know, there you go. But running, my nigga, that's how we judged who you were at the school. Like, nigga, that's DeAndre. He the fastest nigga in the school. That little nigga could run. I don't know where he ended up in life. I swear to God, after elementary. I mean, I didn't graduate with him. I ended up going to another elementary school. So my last time seeing him was in that grade. I don't know if that nigga ended up playing football, gangbanging, being a police officer. I don't know nothing, my nigga. I wish I could just find all my yearbooks from every year and just look for people. I wish I could. You know what I'm saying? I know that's almost damn near impossible. But yeah, man, that's my OG, you know what I'm saying, playground sports. You got, hey, that apparatus wasn't no joke, but I'm gonna tell you right now, the cream of the crop, dog, if you didn't play throw up tackle, I don't know what to say, man. I got my stripes. I scored a couple of touchdowns. I got a couple of shirts tore up. I'm in there. I'm next to Al Bundy when it comes to, you know, 4 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns. Hey, man, stop playing. King John, let me know, man. Middle school. Huh? 12 Cal, what sports was y'all playing in middle school?